The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience, Dr. Dave's devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Wow. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life but smile, because you may be on candid camera. The review of the goofy news, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think, media. Remember, that's the acronym for making everyone dumber in America. Ooh, ouch. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use? Probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because I was bored and I needed something to do. Thanks. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. Why are you listening? We have no idea what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. You know, that thingy. What can our prayer warriors in the ministry pray for you about? What do you need help? What do you need combined faith with for you to take on a challenge as we take our faith and connect it together, as we take our hearts and unite them in the Father, Son, and in the Holy Spirit? Keep in mind, Scripture commands us to keep the unity that's in the faith, not to find it. So we have already connected through the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let's unify our faith, unify our hearts, unify our confidence in the Lord with one another, for one another, and be a blessing to one another. That's what we're asking you to do. So what can we pray for you about? Look, if you've got an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. We find that to be sad. That's sad. Instead, reach out to us. Give us a call. It won't even hurt you. All you got to do is call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob, man, that's like heading into the week with great faith and expectation. That is the way to head into a week.
Yes, right? It is.
It is.
Happy Monday, David.
Happy Monday to you, brother. Glad you're on board. We won't say much, but the Cowboys did do a pretty good job yesterday of saying, New England what? New England what? Okay, we'll just leave that there. Don't not call because of that. Remember, the Lions won first. Anyhow, you can also text us 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Definitely not a professional voice right now because I got a little bit of a horse going on. But listen to this.
214-210-8483.
You can still call us. You can text us. Or you can email us. Email's fun because it's safe. You can email me, David, at hemusincrease.org. That's D-A-V-I-D at HeMustIncrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website as well. Let me first say thank you to everybody in the ministry realm who has given. We really, really appreciate it. Been really helping out, really coming through. So we want to thank people for providing, for giving, so that we can pay radio rent and keep the show going. Thank you very much. Also, on the website is the opportunity to access 4,500 hours of podcasts. Wow, that's a lot of talking. Yeah, sure is. Additionally, you can fill out a praise report or a prayer request or a comment. We have people that comment and say, I don't like your haircut. Of course, it's radio, so I'm not really sure how they do that, but they do it. Anyhow, check it out on the website. By the way, our scripture, if you decide you want to donate and be a part of it, our scripture for today, 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 7, this is the point. Whoever sows sparingly will reap sparingly. Whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Everyone must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. If you can't smile about it, keep it. What do you think of that? Check it all out on HeMustIncrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
There you go. I'm just going to tell you that I got that wrong the first time I guessed what that was because I'm even older than the person that put that sound thing together. That's kind of sad. All right, so here it is in a nutshell. If you are at KBRT and you are listening in San Diego, it is 11:37 and 57 seconds. If you are in Dallas and you're listening on KAAM, it is 1:38 and 4 seconds. You can call during the show. You can text during the show. We'll do the best we can to be a blessing for you and to you because that's what we're doing. We are trying to put it together. Now, you don't have to tell me anything at all if you're out there in radio land. I know how weird it is. It is so weird out there, not even funny. However, we have a king who is establishing his kingdom on earth, whose kingdom reigns in the universe, who we are waiting for his return. And when he comes, woo, baby. That is called Dancing on Streets of Gold. That is going to be so much fun. In the meantime, we'll help each other and keep moving forward, occupying until he returns. Let's get into our text. We are in 1 Timothy. What? 1 Timothy chapter 6. What? 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 3. And it reads this way. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to the wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, then he is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which come envy and strife, reviling, evil suspicion, useless wrangling of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth. Well, happy Monday to you too. That's all I want to say. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 3, Paul returns to the topic of sound doctrine. As he mentioned in chapter 1, verse 3, he talked about sound doctrine. Sound doctrine and wholesome words must be, listen to this, in accordance with godliness. Oh, wait, here's the big one. And in agreement with the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Everything we do is based on the primary communications of the gospel. In 1 Timothy 1, 10 through 11, Paul said that doctrine must be according to the gospels. So when people start pulling in doctrine that is contrary to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, there be problems. There be whales. This is a problem. And the issue that Paul is trying to communicate is sound doctrine needs to be connected to Jesus Christ. And so when people say, well, we're Christians, we just don't think that what Jesus had to say is very important. I'll just make it easy. They are not Christians. You can't be a Christian without Christ. In fact, you can't even spell the word
without Christ. So it's just so silly. It's like, what's the deal? What are you trying to do? What are you trying to accomplish by communicating you're some kind of Christian? Now, people out there are going, doctrine? I don't do doctrines, man. I go to church, and then I fellowship, and I read my Bible, and I pray. A doctrine is not some scary word because somebody went to seminary. That's not what it is. A doctrine is a teaching. And so the teachings of God, the teachings of Jesus Christ are the very teachings that you have inside you. In fact, got to give credit to some of the authors who wrote the book. Everybody's a theologian. Of course you are. Because you take in the things that you hear about God and you process them. That makes you a theologian. And so you can't escape. Oh, no, those are just big fancy words. Well, great. Those big fancy words say you study God. Okay. That's what the doctrine is when you get into Christology. What's that? The study of Christ. Pneumatology. What's that? Study of the Holy Spirit. Soteriology. What's that? The study of salvation. We study these things. We learn these things. We absorb these things. We go through the Word of God and we process these things. And these are all in necessity to be connected to Jesus Christ. But the apostle, sometimes he just goes for it. And he goes on to say that anyone who's not teaching according to the words of Jesus and with godliness is simply a person who is a proud person, doesn't know anything, and is obsessed with winning arguments. Now, what does that make me think of, obsessed with winning arguments? Makes me think of Monty Python. And you're thinking, why? Because they did the skit where the guy knocked on the door and the guy goes, is this the Department of Arguments? And the guy goes, no, it isn't. See, that's what we do. It's just a willingness and a desire to argue and to fight and to prove we're right. That's the wrong way. Because that kind of spirit creates strife and is devoid of truth. And one of the reasons that people do this, I'm going to say it. The person is doing this, their entire teaching, for the purpose of financial gain. So all I want you to do is think about some of the teachers who are out there. Not all the teachers, but some of the teachers who every other thing is about a lawsuit or about financial gain or some kind of big house or some kind of plane or some kind of car or some kind of... Are you kidding? Are you kidding? That is not the way. The instruction is straightforward, by the way. It says withdraw from that kind of person. In fact, it doesn't say condemn, which I find ironic because Scripture here is merciful. It just says withdraw. Can I explain this better? Hopefully I can. Sometimes when you're in a situation and you know this is not sound doctrine, this is not right, it is not your necessity of jobs to stand up on the chair and go, thou false prophet, you shall perish in a puff of smoke. That's not really what you're supposed to do. You know what you're supposed to do? You're supposed to get up, and instead of standing in a chair, you're supposed to walk out. Why? Because you're supposed to withdraw. You're supposed to withdraw yourself. So when men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, and you suppose this that godliness is some kind of means for gaining financial, you know, blessings and this and that, whatever, just withdraw. Just go, bye. Gotta go. Guy, I'm looking for gospel-centered, Jesus-centered, salvation-oriented stuff with Jesus. Okay? You following that? I'm just making sure you understand. Bye-bye. What do you want to do? You want to find the Lord. I'm going to get to my caller in just a second, but just listen to this. A very powerful teacher in the kingdom of God said, if God is no longer at our church and he's at this church down the street, you know where I'm going? To the church down the street. Because I want to be where God is. Get that? Wow. Okay, let's have the caller come on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Oh, this is your little brother.
Hello, Happy little Monday. Brother. How are you doing?
Good.
Awesome, yeah. Awesome.
Did I miss the trivia question?
No, there's no trivia question yet.
Okay.
A little bit early. That's why you got to listen a little bit beforehand.
Okay.
Did you have something you wanted to share?
Well, this month I felt like I need to pray for the people, those who have an issue with the ENT, ear, nose, and throat.
Okay.
I felt like it.
Do you want to pray for them right now?
I'm going to commit myself to all our David Spoon Experience family that I'm willing and I'm committing myself to pray for the people, those who have ENT issue, ear, nose, and throat.
Ear, nose, and throat. You want to pray over them now in general? Why don't you go ahead and lead a prayer?
Sure.
Do it.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for putting in my heart to pray for the people, those who are suffering with any kind of ENT issues in their life, Lord. And I pray your healing for them, because by your stripe, we all are healed, Lord. So, Lord, help us to receive this promise, because all your promises are yes and amen. And the healing is the food of your children. So, Lord, we receive healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we can come boldly before your throne of grace and receive our healings, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for loving us and pouring your grace on us. And, Lord, I pray that this month of October will be a blessing of health, wealth, and wisdom and fear of God. In the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, amen.
And amen. Good job, brother. Very good work. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, brother.
God bless you.
Okay, God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, there's our little brother. Okay, he's a little early on the triv.
That's pretty funny.
All right, so here's the next little part on this teaching. Get ready. Okay, get ready. Ready? Here we go. I'm just going to read it, then we'll do the trivia question, because this next part's going to make some of us cry. Verse 6 in 1 Timothy chapter 6 says this: godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. You didn't even bring your teeth in. just pointing that out. So on the exit, you ain't bringing nothing out. We'll take a brief slowdown here and do our trivia question, and then we'll go back to the teaching. Jesus called who the devil? Did he call that to Peter, Judas, or Thomas? Did Jesus call who the devil? One of these three. Peter, Judas, or Thomas? If you think you know the answer, you can call 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. So Jesus called one of these people the devil. Who was it? Was it Peter, Judas, or Thomas? If you think you know, reach out to us. We'll give you a chance. You can either text, you can call in, you can send an email, or you can do a nice tap dance, and maybe we'll pick up that vibe somewhere in our sonar system. Okay? Great. Let's go right back to it. Here we are. Back to the text, what it says in verse 6. And here's what it says: godliness with contentment is great gain. It's amazing that we get to find out something from the Lord that's exceedingly powerful. And that is this: if we draw closer to the Lord, if the pouring out of the Holy Spirit into us through Jesus Christ is something that we have value and insight to, if we want to walk in a manner that pleases the Lord, not godlessness, but godliness, not a form where it worships the creation, but in format when we worship the Creator. If we could do that and be content, we have great gain. Who did that better than anybody? Psalm chapter 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. When the Lord is our shepherd, we don't feel like we're missing. We don't feel like we're coming behind. We don't feel like there's something lacking when the Lord is our shepherd. Just think of that. Godliness with contentment is great gain. That's what the Lord calls it. And then he says this in verse 7, certainly we brought nothing into the world. We're certainly not going to carry anything out. I mean, when you were born, I'm just saying, when you were born, did you have a piano when you came out? I mean, I'm just asking. No? Oh, okay. Well, when you go back out, you're not going to have anything either. I know there's, you know, they got the different mummies and so on and so forth. They put a lot of stuff in the casket. That's cool. That ain't going to help. It ain't going there. You know what you can send forward? The treasures you lay up in heaven. You can send that forward. You know what you can count on when you pass? If you have a genuine relationship with God, that will be there. You know what else you can count on? Nothing. Those are the things you can do. So the scripture says in verse 8, and having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. Now watch. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drowned men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. First, let's acknowledge that it's the most poorly quoted scripture ever. Money is not the root of all evil. The love of money is the root of all evil. Money itself is simply a tool. The love of money reveals what's in the heart. It reveals whether a person is godly or not godly. It reveals whether a person is connected to the Lord or not connected to the Lord. I know we need money to pay rent. You don't have to tell me that. To pay the mortgage, to pay the car payment, to pay the insurance, to go on vacation, to have electricity, to have food. I know. But it's the love that people have for money, the passion to make the money, gives them a sense of power. Well, in the Christian walk, we should have a sense of humility that every breath we take is a gift from God. Let's just think of that. Just think about this. Wait. Watch. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Wow. You just received gifts from God. Breath in your lungs. How could you not be happy about that? Isn't that awesome? Now listen, here's the thing. The other thing it tells us is in verse 9. Those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and snare. And what they do is they pierce themselves through with many sorrows. I'm going to make the money. I'm going to be independent. I'm going to be better than my dad. I'm going to be better than my grandpa. I'm going to be better than my brother. I'm going to be better than my sister. I can make more money. It's so important. No, it's not. It's not. If you want to really do as good as you can do on this earth, get as close to God as you can now. Just think about the graciousness and the kindness and the compassion. Wait. And the quality of life that God offers people. And then understand that trying to get these great things out of life apart from God will never happen, no matter how much money you have. Listen to this statement. In Paul's discourse, we come to a great truth that people who make their life about making money and having things and having toys are foolish and short-sighted. He who dies with the most toys still dies. In verse 10, the most misquoted passage of all, for it is the love of money, not money itself, that is the root of all evil. Some people have made money their pursuit and pierced themselves, their lives through with many sorrows because money doesn't answer the deepest need within. That's why. It's not that it's bad to make money. It's just thinking that money will solve that which only God can solve. If you can make money, awesome. Be the best steward you can be. But if your existence is about making money, you're missing it by a mile. For there is eternity waiting for which you cannot buy your way in. You can only receive which is amazing because if you think about making money, it's about what you accomplish. But salvation is about receiving and yielding and surrendering and submitting. It's almost like the opposite, which of course is why Jesus said you cannot serve two masters. You will either love God and hate money or hate God and love money. Uh-oh. Stop talking about that, Dave. We're in America. I'm pretty sure God knew ahead of time that America would be here and maybe made an extra emphasis in the scriptures just for us. How about them apples? Here's the thing. If you and I can grasp the true treasure of being connected to God, we're way past money. Way past money. Okay, let's do the trivia question. And the trivia question was quite straightforward. Jesus called which one of these people the devil? Peter, Judas, or Thomas? And many will be surprised to know that he called, who did he call? He called Peter the devil. He said, "Get behind me, Satan." What? That's not fair. Yeah, that's what happened. He said, "Get behind me, Satan." Ouch. That hurt. All right, if you're in San Diego, hang out with us. Go to HeMustIncrease.org and listen to the Listen Live button. If you're in Dallas, just hang out with us because we're going to be right back.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Or in Proverbs, where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to HeMustIncrease.org. That's HeMustIncrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon experience?
I did what most Christian men would do when they make a mistake. It's their fault. There's nothing but humiliation on your face, and you're trying to recover in the moment. And you know what I did? I blamed it on every possible unseen force except for myself.
You have chosen wisely.
So guess who knocked that crystal light on that white carpet? It was Satan, by golly. Well, it was at that moment, because it certainly wasn't my fault. I didn't knock the crystal light all over. It was my glass. I did pour it. I did bring it to the table. And somehow fell on the carpet and spread everywhere. And by golly, I wasn't going to take the blame for it, because that would be taking personal responsibility. Well, I'm not taking personal responsibility. After all, that $500 deposit we just had that we were hoping to get back when we move out is already down to $200. And it was dropping by the dollar as the stuff was spreading.